These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's beat them.
I'm John. I'm 55. I'm a 30 company owner from Warrington.
I'm Emma. I'm 37. I'm a TEFL teacher from Hove.
I'm Janice. I'm 49 and I'm a secretary from Aberdeen.
I'm Harry. I'm 27. I'm a letting agent originally from Devon.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's John. Welcome to the show, John. You looking forward to it?
I'm thoroughly looking forward to it.
Good. From Warrington?
I am.
Born and bred?
No, originally from Whiston, Liverpool, near Liverpool, but been all around the place.
OK, fair enough. And you're a theatre company owner?
I am.
What is that?
Well, it's a murder mystery theatre company that I own. Ah. We do murder mysteries, dinner theatre, comedy waiter routines, up and down the land, abroad, you name it, we go anywhere.
All right, and what part would you play normally?
The body.
Really? Seriously?
Can be, yeah, but tend to come back as something different.
OK, fair enough. What do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I write screenplays, I write plays based on my previous profession. I was an actor, I was a police officer.
All right.
In Merseyside for 15 years, so okay. It tends to be about that. I spent about 18 months undercover, so I did a screenplay about that. So.
Wow. Wow, yeah, very good. Excellent stuff. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, Bradley, I got offered a role on Sons of Anarchy, the American TV series, right. And I had to ride a bike. And I've never ridden a motorbike in my life.
Have you not?
And you know, an actor, you'll say you can do things when you can't really. You know what it's like. And
you could have learned.
I couldn't bluff being riding a bike.
No. All right, fair enough. So that's what you're after, motorbike lessons?
Yeah, I've done my CBT, but I want to take it further.
All right, John, I wish you luck. This is the cash builder round. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Brad.
Let's get you on your bike. Good luck. Your time starts now. The phrase used when a person or team loses is another one bites the what?
Dust.
Correct. What Rolling Stone song title has I Can't Get No in
Satisfaction.
Correct. What John Milton poem begins with Satan's expulsion from heaven?
Paradise Lost.
Correct. Walt Disney created the Fantasound system for what 1940 film?
Fantasia.
Correct. The last three letters of Uranus and what other planet are NUS?
Venus.
Correct. Which author created the fictional town of Macomb in Alabama?
Tennessee Williams.
Harper Lee. Mark Wright won what 2014 reality business TV show?
Apprentice.
Correct. Who co-starred with Ryan O'Neill in the 70s film comedy The Main Event?
Pass.
Barbara Streisand. What type of charge does the anode plate of a battery have?
Positive.
Negative. Elizabeth Howard and Marjorie Wentworth were mothers-in-law of which Tudor king?
Henry VIII.
Correct. 6.45 square centimetres is equivalent to one... No time to get there, John, but very good. 7,000. Great start. Well played. Happy with that?
Very happy.
I should say. It's now time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be the beast, Mark Labette? He started the caveman diet. All his portions are mammoth. Perhaps it's the new chaser, though. Jenny the Vixen Ryan, the only chaser with specs appeal. Could it be the Dark Destroyer, though? Sean Wallace. His sense of humour is deadpan. And that's without the pan bit, of course. And what about the governess, Anne Hegarty? She puts the woo into wounding. Or maybe it's the cinnamon, Paul Sinner. He's like lightning, bright, fast, and that suit is shocking. Who do you want to take on?
I'd like to take on Anne.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Murder mystery?
Yeah, she could be a good body.
Time to bring on the chaser. Oh, there you are. Good luck.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful?
Singing to you. He's singing to you.
Hello, John.
Hello, Anne.
I have no intention of being the victim. That's your job.
We'll put some money on the table. Great cash builder, by the way.
Not bad at all.
£7,000. You can now change your starting position, John. If you want to do so and take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you...
£35,000.
Have a chat with your team. Harry.
John, the cash builder was very good indeed. I think you can get the 35 if you try, but bring back 7, you're the first up.
Janice.
Wow. Great start. And I absolutely think you could do the 35,000. Brilliant first offer. So I would go for it if I was you.
Thank you. Emma.
Well, I mean, 35,000, that's a fantastic offer, but yeah, you're the first up, and also we need you back here. You're so knowledgeable, so I would say go for the 7,000.
Thank you, team. Yeah. Right, let's face the table. Yeah. 1,735 grand. John, what'll it be?
I mean, 1,000's not bad. It's not a negative offer. 35, where do you earn that in a day?
Yeah.
7 grand. I've been under strict instruction from the wife not to go for the high offer. First in, first seat, I'm going to take 7 grand. Back.
7 it is. Chaser?
Just do what your wife says, do you?
Indeed, he does. Of course he does.
Like that in a man.
Is it good? John, for 7 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these bread snacks is boiled in water before it's baked? A, a bagel. B, a crumpet. C, stotty. You've put bagel.
Happy with that, seen them in New York.
Correct answer is bagel is right, step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with bagel, comes onto the table.
I've tried cooking bagels and they're supposed to float up when they're boiled and they stuck to the bottom of the saucepan.
That is.
So they were kind of there for several hours.
Crikey. Here's the next question. Ivory billed and imperial are rare species of which bird? A, flamingo, B, penguin, C, woodpecker. You've put flamingo.
I think so. Penguin, you get the emperor penguin, not heard of an imperial penguin.
Yeah. Correct answer is? It's woodpecker, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes wrong also with flamingo. That's flamingo.
Flamingo.
That's it. That's a very unusual bird, the flamingo. Have you ever seen one? It's got an ivory-billed imperial leg. Flamingo. Here's your next question. In 2014, which comedian published a reworking of The Pied Piper of Hamelin? A, Ricky Gervais. B, David Walliams. C, Russell Brand. You've put David Walliams.
Sounds like the sort of thing he's done. He's done children's books.
Yeah. Correct answer is? It's Russell Brand, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes wrong also with David Walliams.
Sorry, I was also thinking that David Walliams does children's books, and so, by the way, does Ricky Gervais, but I hadn't heard that Russell Brand does.
No. Here's the next question. Which of these musical instruments uses a plunger to provide a muted sound? A, double bass. B, trumpet. C, piano. You've put trumpet.
Yeah, you put a, it's like a cone in the palm.
Correct answer is trumpet is correct. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Goes also right with trumpet. I've never called it a plunger. Always called it a mute.
It's a plunger mute. It's stuck down the bell of the trumpet.
Ah, thank you. Here's the next question. What is the minimum age at which you can stand for Parliament? A, 18, B, 21, C, 25. You've put 18.
Not sure. It used to be 21. I think they've reduced it.
Correct answer is? Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes also with 18. Remains the three behind. Here's the next question. In the Ian Fleming novels, James Bond is half Scottish and half what? A, Swiss. B, Dutch. C, Italian. You've put Swiss.
I think so, somewhere in the back of my mind. I don't know why, but
Swiss. Come on, correct answer is well played. Step close home. One more and we're in. Chase has put. Goes right also with Swiss. Three behind, we're one from home. Brilliant game already. If we get this right, we'd have had two goes at 35K.
I know.
Here's your next question. Which of these is the title of an album by U2? A, Snap. B, Crackle. C, Pop. Oh. You've put Pop.
I haven't a clue. I'm not a great U2 fan.
Because that's not their music, is it? It's not Pop.
It's not.
So, by some pure sense of irony, that's what they've put.
Reverse psychology?
Fingers crossed. Correct answer is to go through with 7 grand. Oh, get in. What a run that was. Played well there. Yeah. Hey, very good. Very nice player.
Yes, very well done.
Excellent. Yeah, good. Did we fluke a couple then?
One, definitely.
Which one?
The pop.
John, brilliant show, mate. Sure, well mate. Done, you. Yeah, tremendous. Yeah, very good indeed.
Thank you, guys.
Chaser?
Yeah, quite a range of knowledge there.
Yeah, first player up. We could have gone for big money. That's the way it goes. However, next to face the chaser, it's Emma. Welcome to the show, Emma.
Hello, Brenny.
You're from Hove?
Yes.
TEFL teacher.
Yeah, it's a teaching English as a foreign language.
Right, so, OK. Can you speak any languages yourself?
Yes, I actually did a degree in French, so I'm quite fluent in that.
Right.
Speak a bit of German, a bit of Spanish, and I'm currently learning Italian.
Perfect. All right, have you done a lot of travelling?
Yes, I have. I've done most of Europe, and I actually lived abroad for a few years. France and Belgium, about 6 years in Paris and 1 year in Belgium.
Perfect. OK, and what do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I'm actually a quizzer. So I'm very happy to be here.
We love a quizzer, don't we, John?
We're in there, mate.
Not off. You want some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I'd actually like to take my mum to Australia.
Right.
Now, she hasn't seen her friend Dawn for about a year, and I haven't been to Australia, neither has she, and I think it'd be a great present for my mum to actually see her friend again.
And what's your mum's name?
My mum's name's Pat.
Right, let's get yourself and Pat off to Australia. Emma, are you ready?
I am.
All right, good luck. Your time starts now, a common phrase meaning to argue over trivial matters is to split what?
Hairs.
Correct. Which Coldplay singer featured on the Kanye West hit Homecoming?
Chris Martin.
Correct. What ad agency came up with the 70s election slogan, Labour isn't working?
Saatchi & Saatchi.
Correct. What country was described in ancient times as the gift of the Nile?
Egypt.
Correct. Fort Knox is a post of what branch of the American Armed Forces?
The army.
Correct. Which Roman emperor died in 54 AD after eating poisoned mushrooms?
Nero.
Claudius. Looking like a true survivor is a lyric from what Elton John song?
I'm still standing.
Correct. What word links the path of a planet and an alternative name for the eye socket?
Pass.
Orbit. Across the Hall was considered as a title for what long-running US sitcom?
Friends.
Correct. In the Bible, which couple were the first to sin?
Adam and Eve.
Correct. Which popular tenor wrote the autobiography Finding My Voice?
Alfie Bow.
Bad luck, actually. Russell Watson. Yeah, OK. Emma, £8,000.
Yeah, not bad.
£8,000. Brilliant. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Emma.
Hello, Anne.
That was very good.
Thank you.
But you've worked in Belgium for a year, so you'll be prepared for disappointment.
Thank you.
Is it that bad, Belgium?
No.
Is it really nice?
It is actually quite nice, despite what people say. Brussels is beautiful.
Right, let's put some money on the table, as they say in Belgium. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chase will offer you
£2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you.
John wouldn't take it. I've still got it. £35,000.
Have a chat with your team.
OK.
Harry.
Again, a very impressive cash builder. I think the 35 is a real option for you. Why not go for it?
Absolutely. Yeah, Janice.
I have to agree, and I do think you can do the 35 grand. Look at John, he could have done it, but because he listened to his wife, he didn't.
Yes. That's all right. Luckily, I don't think Emma knows John's wife. John?
Well, Emma, I mean, 35 grand, you're a very good quizzer. You can do it. 2,000's not a negative. You can bring that back. But 8 grand, you're good.
Yeah, okay. Good player. Come on, Emma.
Thank you.
2,000, 8,000, £35,000. What'll it be?
The 35 is very tempting, but I think I'll go for the 8.
Going for the 8?
That's a good score.
So. OK, yep, it is indeed, Chaser.
Yeah, it's probably the safest option.
I think you're more than capable. We shall see.
We'll see.
Emma, for 8 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What sport is the subject of the 2014 Steve Carell film Foxcatcher? A, boxing, B, judo, C, wrestling. You've put wrestling.
Yes, I've actually seen this film.
Great, isn't it?
Yep.
What a film. Correct answer is... Yeah, wrestling's right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes wrong with boxing.
I haven't seen this film. I have been too busy quizzing.
Here's your next question. Which of these UK national parks has a coastline? A, Dartmoor, B, Northumberland, C, Snowdonia. You've put Dartmoor.
I have to confess it's a total guess. I have no idea.
Correct answer is...
Okay.
Wow. I'm surprised at that, seriously. Staying where you are. Chaser has put... Yeah, goes right with Snowdonia, comes onto the table, makes up the last miss. Here's your next question. Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? Is the first line of what song from the musical Chicago? A, All That Jazz, B, Selvok Tango, C, Razzle Dazzle. You've put All That Jazz.
It's one of my favourite films.
Is it?
Yep.
Very good. Correct answer is... Goes right with All That Jazz. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Goes right with also All That Jazz. Moves to within three of us. We're three from home. Here's the next question. Which of these Oscar winners was born in Australia? A, Nicole Kidman. B, Kate Blanchett. C, Russell Crowe. You've put Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, I think Nicole Kidman was born in America and Russell Crowe was born in New Zealand, I think.
Correct answer is... Great answer. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Goes right with Blanchett as well. Great actors, though.
Yes, and I agree with Emma. I think Nicole Kidman may have been born in Hawaii. I'm not sure.
Ah, I see. Oh, I love Russell Crowe.
I think
he's really good. I really liked him in Les Mis. It weren't about the singing for me. It was about presence. I loved it.
Well, you could have done it better, though, Brad.
Well, do you know what? That's very kind of you to say that. When I see this next answer coming up, if I know it, I'll wink.
OK.
Here's the next question. Good luck. The toilet on a ship is called what? A, head, B, arm, C, butt. You put... head. Do you know this?
Yeah, I actually... It was in the Sea Cadets for a little while.
Very good. Correct answer is... That's always handy. Step close to home, well done. Chaser's put. All right, yes, also goes, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
No?
Remind me never to share a car ferry with you.
No, indeed. Here's your question. Good luck.
Thank you.
On what TV show does an alarm go off when a player gives an apparently obvious but incorrect answer to a question? A, a question of sport. B, Mastermind. C, QI. You've put... QI.
Okay, I absolutely adore this show. I watch it religiously.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's one of my favourite shows, other than The Chase,
of course.
And I think it's very good too. I love it. Are we ready?
Yes.
Correct answer is to go through with $8,000. Well played. Nailed on that, John. From the cash drill, nailed on.
Yeah.
Happy days. Emma, well played.
Thank you, Beth.
Are through to the final chase. It's all very good.
Well done.
Thanks, John.
Very good indeed.
Yes, not bad. Nothing I could have done there.
Two good players. Two up, two through. And $15,000. Janice is up after the break. Can she add to it or will she take away? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Janice. Welcome to the show, Janice. From Aberdeen.
Yep.
All right, born and bred?
Yes.
Good. And you're a secretary?
I am.
In what line of business?
Well, it's with Girl Guide in Aberdeen, which is part of Girl Guiding.
Right. Who founded the Girl Guides?
The Baden-Powells.
Was it Mrs. Baden-Powell?
It was indeed, yeah.
He founded the Scouts.
Scouts, yeah.
And she founded the Girl Guides.
Yep.
What a coincidence, them being married.
Funny that, is it? Yeah.
What do they have now, the old Scouts? They have woggles.
Well, I reckon so, but we're the guides, so I don't know.
What are the guides
We're better than them.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
What makes the guides better than the Scouts?
Because we're just females, and that's what it is.
That's to be fair.
Far more resourceful.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that. Fair enough. Yeah. And what do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I like dog walking, and I like creative writing. I've done a creative writing course.
OK.
And I like going... Well, I say I like going to the cinema, but my son's autistic and his passion is films, so I kind of have to tag along with him.
Great. What sort of films does he like?
Oh, all sorts. I've sat through some real doozies in my time.
How old is he?
He's 16.
And what's his name?
His name's Ross.
All right, if you won some money today then, Janice, what would you do with it?
Well, like I say, my baby boy's 16.
Yeah.
He's in special school just now.
OK.
I'm not quite sure yet how independent he'll be when he leaves in a couple of years' time.
So right.
I'd quite like to set up a dog walking business because I think it would make best use of his talents.
Absolutely.
And it is a job that we could both do.
Yeah.
Together.
Perfect. Yeah. Let's get this dog walking business up and running, shall
well,
we?
I hope so.
Let's get you and Ross working together. I wish you well, Janice. Are you ready? Good luck. All right, your time starts now. What is the last letter in the American spelling of meter?
R.
Correct. What Football Cup's first final was held at the Oval Cricket Ground?
Was it the FA Cup final?
It was, correct. Which American rapper stars in Law and Order Special Victims Unit?
Pass.
Ice-T. A dame is entitled to use what three letters after her name?
Don't know. Pass.
DBE.
All right.
Which Hunger Games actress featured on a top 20 hit in 2014 with The Hanging Tree?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct. Richard Norwood devised what unit of nautical measurement in the 17th century?
Knot.
Correct. Which American political couple have been nicknamed Billary?
Hillary and Bill Clinton.
Correct. Which jazz trumpeter had a top 10 UK hit with the song Hello Dolly?
Oh, pass.
Louis Armstrong. The term volcano comes from the island of Vulcano in what European country?
Italy.
Correct. The Bollywood film Pride and Prejudice. No time to get there for you, Janice. Another good score, though. £6,000. Happy with that?
Yeah, chuffed.
Yeah, I bet. OK, time to face the chaser.
Hello, Janice the guide.
Hello.
I prefer scouting. Scouting for victims, that is.
Right. No need for that.
Got it.
Yeah. Let's put some money on the table. £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But a step closer to the Chaser will get you an offer of...
Oh, my £35,000 doesn't seem to be going down very well. So, £40,000.
£40,000. Have a chat with your team. Harry.
Again, a very good cash builder. £40,000 is a lot of money. I think bring the six back and we'll start to build a real team.
Thank you, Emma.
Well, I mean, I think you've surprised yourself with the £6,000 because you didn't think you'd get that. So, but certainly, we want you here. Bring back the six.
John.
I agree, Janice. £6,000 is a good number. £1,000, it's not a negative again. If you want to bring that back, if you don't feel as confident, say it's six. Bring that back.
Let's face the table. 1,640K, what'll it be? What would Ross say?
I have got instructions from home. That actually, I'm not allowed home unless I go for the higher offer and change a lot. And what the one thing I'm absolutely sure of is that the guys back there will do it in the final chase, regardless of whether I'm there or not. Having said that...
And said it rather well, I have to say.
The team have given me instructions.
Yes.
And I don't want to let them down, but I'm only here once. I'm going to go for a 40.
Oh, Janice, fantastic.
Might live to regret it.
But you know what? You'll always live, but you know what?
True.
You'll never regret it.
And anyway, I've met Anne, so I've just died and gone to heaven. Don't care what happens now.
I like this one. Can we keep her?
£40,000 it is.
This might not take long, but there you go.
We haven't started yet. Stop being so defeatist. You know what I mean? Remember when you're in the woods... and you're rubbing them two sticks together, waiting for the fight to come along, and then someone comes on and goes, try a match, Janice. You know what I'm saying?
Is that where I've been going wrong all these years? Well, well.
You never know. You never know what's round the corner. You know what's round the corner, Janice?
A shop that's got matches.
Janice, for £40,000, the chase is on. Good luck, Janice. Here comes your first question. What is the name of the California headquarters of Google, Inc.? A, Google Land, B, Googleopolis, or C, Googleplex? You've put Googleopolis. No, me neither. All right. You put Googleopolis. Correct answer is... it's Googleplex. Stay where you are. Chaser has put... goes with Googleplex, gets it right, comes onto the table. Right, you need six on the bounce. But it's happened many times. I've played alongside many a player where it's happened.
I'll take your word for it.
No, I'm telling you, it's happened. Here we go. Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these works by Picasso was painted first? A, Guernica. B, The Three Dancers. C, A Weeping Woman. Now then, we've got to get lucky here, I can tell. You've put Weeping Woman.
Because I've a funny feeling I will be weeping in a minute.
Correct answer is... it's The Three Dancers, staying where you are. OK, I'm going to ask you something. Mm-hmm. Before we go to the Chaser's answer. Any regrets?
Nope.
Good. That's exactly how you should play the game. Chaser's put, must be wrong to stay in the game. All right, goes right, The Three Dancers takes
it up. Got it, guys.
Why not? Why not? I tell you what, you'd have had five questions on the bounce with $6,000 anyway, so I'm telling you now, you might as well go out in a blaze of glory. Seriously, Chaser.
I'm sorry about that. It's my job, but yeah. I do regret it. I thought you were hilarious. I love that your dress has got little Pac-Man ghosts on them. And
it's owls.
They're owls.
Oh, owls. No.
I knew that they were owls.
They are.
It's all right, OK. So
they're lovely as well.
Thank you.
But for you, unfortunately, you have been caught. And for you, Janice, the chase is over. Thank you. So... John and Emma are through, and there's £15,000 in the prize fund. Janice has gone, but Harry is up after the break. Now, is he going to add two to $15,000 or take away? He's been telling people to go high. Have you not, Harry?
I have.
We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Harry. Welcome to the show, Harry.
Thank you, Freddie.
Now, you're originally from Devon.
Yes.
And you live where?
I live in Leeds at the moment.
Right, and you're a letting agent.
I am indeed.
What took you to Leeds? Was that like uni? Or
university, something? Yeah. Went to study music at university in Leeds.
So you studied music. What instruments do you play?
I play the drums from an early age and recently taken up the piano because you can't have a drum kit in a block of flats.
No, that's not good. And do you play in a band or something?
No, I tend to just write by myself, and it's all really terrible stuff. So it doesn't leave the flat, thankfully, at the moment.
And what do you do to relax?
I like my sports. I play football and squash on a weekly basis, and I enjoy watching films as well.
All right, well, listen, if you won some money today, Harry, what would you do with it?
I'd like to take my partner on some travelling around Asia. She's not been to that part of the world yet.
So right.
Take her over there.
OK, well, let's do that. Harry, I'll wish you luck. Your time starts... now, what figure in horror fiction has a name that means Stone of the Franks?
Frankenstein.
Correct. Hit the ball twice and timed out are types of dismissal in what team sport?
Baseball.
Cricket. Hey Mama was a 2004 hit for what American hip-hop group?
Pass.
Black Eyed Peas. In the nursery rhyme, the little piggies refers to which parts of the body?
Pass.
Toes. What royal palace featured on a set of stamps in April 2014?
Blenheim.
Buckingham Palace. In what comedy film does Melissa McCarthy buy goods under the name of an accounts rep?
Pass.
Identity thief. What colour are the three diamonds that form the logo of Mitsubishi?
Red.
Correct. What name links a Premier League football ground and a battle of 1066?
Hastings?
Stamford Bridge. The Sharks and Tigers were two tribes on what Channel 4 castaway show?
Survivors.
No. Shipwrecked. $2,000. But it doesn't matter about the $2,000 because we're going to go high anyway, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know that phrase, painted yourself into a corner? Got any white spirit on you?
Sadly not.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Harry.
Hello, Anne.
So your music is so embarrassing you keep it behind closed doors?
Yeah.
It's a pity you don't do the same with your quizzing.
Let's put some money on the table, £2,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chase will offer you
minus £3,000.
And if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you...
You've been telling everyone else to go high. £45,000.
Oh, I knew it was going to take up to 60. 20 each, that'd be nice. Have a chat with your team, Harry. Emma.
Well, don't take the minus three. It's an insult. You're much better than that. I would say go for the £2,000, because we need you back. We just lost a member. We need you. Please
John.
Come back.
Harry, I think Emma's right. Minus three, that's taking it down a bit, even for the three of us. £45,000, well, you know, it's payday, isn't it? Do what you think.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. I tell you what, Harry, you're a better player than the £2,000, that's for sure. We have minus three, takes us down to 12, obviously. Two takes us up to 17, and 45 takes up, giving us 20 each. What'll it be?
I think confidence has been a bit shot from the cash pooler.
Different ball game when you're at the table. I've got to be honest, completely different ball game. Actually, I personally think it's slightly easier. I might be wrong, but I think it's slightly easier. You agree?
Oh, you're right.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And then the cash builder, pressure's on there, but...
Yeah, exactly.
But it's up to you.
I think I'll stick with the two. Take the two home.
Fine, two it is. Thanks, Chaser.
Yes, you say it's easier at the table. You might want to ask Janice if she found it easier at the table.
Harry, for £2,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. The hinged board... that is banged together when filming to help sound synchronization is called what? A, clanger board, B, clapper board, C, cracker board. You've put clapper board.
Yeah, I think it's something I've heard before.
Yeah, correct answer is clapper board. Step closer to home, well done, Chase has put. Goes right to clapper board, here's your next question. Which is the last of the five English classic horse races to be run each year? A, the Derby, B, the 1,000 Guineas, C, the St. Ledger. You've put the St. Ledger.
This is a guess, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I know nothing about horse racing. Correct answer is... Step closer home, well played. Chase has put... Goes right to St. Ledger. OK. You're a horse racing fan, Anne?
Yeah, I prefer National Hunt, but I've been to Doncaster Racecourse, which is on Ledger Way.
Ah. Here's your next question. Which of these celebrities got married at the country house where Downton Abbey is filmed? A, Zara Phillips, B, Abby Clancy, C, Katie Price. You've put... Abby Clancy.
Again, it's a guess. It's not something I've read before.
Correct answer is... It's Katie Price. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes wrong with Abby Clancy.
I knew it wasn't Zara Phillips. She got married in Edinburgh, but I didn't know which of the other two it was.
Here's next question. The pug belongs to which group of dogs? A, hound, B, toy, C, terrier. You've put terrier.
Naturally the smallest, I think. But
yeah, I see what three. You're saying there. Correct answer is... OK, toy's the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes with toy, moves to within two of us. Here's your next question. What name is shared by members of Enid Blyton's Famous Five and Secret Seven? A, George, B, Anne, C, Jack. You've put George.
Certainly a female George. I'm certainly a male George.
Correct answer is... Well played, step closer to home. George it is, Chase has put. Goes with George, remains within two. We're two from home, here's next question. A stylized version of what fruit appears on the national flag of Spain? A, lemon. B, pomegranate. C, quince. Hey? You've put lemon.
I Again, it's another guess. I don't know.
The national flag of Spain? Really? Correct answer is... it's pomegranate. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with pomegranate and moves to within one of us. Good job we didn't go for the 45 grand. We're two from home. I can't visualise Spain's flag.
It's yellow and red and with something incomprehensible in the middle.
Yellow, red or red, then yeah, I get it. Mm. I get it. Got it. Here's next question. Come on, Harry. Which of these is not the name of a Hanna-Barbera cartoon character? A, Bam Bam, B, Boo Boo, or C, Bling Bling? You've put Bling Bling.
Yeah, I think so.
Correct answer is? Yeah, well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Goes right with Bling Bling. Yep, stays within one of us. We're one from home. Had we gone for the minus three, we'd only have 12 in a pot, but we would have an extra player home. Yep. Here's your question. Good luck. What is the name of the traditional sauce made with red currant jelly? A, Cumberland. B, Northumberland. C, Westmoreland. You've put Northumberland. Oh, God, do you know this?
I've been lying if I said yes.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks.
All right, here we go. To go through with 2 grand and get into the final, the correct answer is... come on, Harry, let's get lucky. Correct answer is Cumberland. If the chaser has put Cumberland, we're out. Chaser has put... disaster. Chaser?
Yeah, sorry about that, but I thought it was Cumberland before the options came up.
Really? Cumberland
yeah.
sauce?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
That's what it's called.
Oh, goodness me. Harry, I'm sorry to lose you, but whatever you get up to, I'm sure you'll be a success. However, right now, you have been caught in view. The chase is over.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Harry. Cheers, mate. So, Emma and John have made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund is 15 grand. That is £7,500 each. Are they going home with it? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Emma and John have made it through to the final chase and there's 15 grand in the prize fund. That is £7,500 each. During the break, Emma and John had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set
B.
That means, of course, the governess gets set A. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the governess, and there it is. I wish you well. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What does the T stand for in the drink, G&T?
John.
Tonic.
Correct. What was the capital city of the USSR?
John.
Moscow.
Correct. What word in music notation is French for key?
Emma.
Clay.
It's correct. Which Bronte sister wrote the short story Lily Hart?
John.
Emily.
Charlotte. 300 seconds is equivalent to how many minutes?
Emma.
Five.
Correct. Who plays Christian Grey in the film 50 Shades of Grey?
Emma.
Jamie Dornan.
Correct. The Spitfire fighter was most famously used in what war?
John.
World War II.
Correct. What chemical element has the atomic number 5?
Emma.
Helium.
Boron. A fine and dandy's Cockney rhyming slang for what alcoholic drink?
Emma.
Shandy.
Brandy. The vitreous humour is part of what human organ?
John.
The eye.
Correct. The Isle of Man's Parliament usually sits in what town?
Emma.
Douglas.
Correct. Who had an 80s hit with China Girl?
John.
David Bowie.
Correct. Charlotte Ritchie plays nurse Barbara Gilbert in what TV drama?
Emma.
Casualty.
Call the Midwife. What's the official language of Sierra Leone?
John.
French.
English. In 1818, which poet began writing Hyperion?
Emma.
Pass.
John Keats. What Steven Spielberg film is about a man-eating shark?
John.
Jaws.
Correct. Which American sport has three basemen in fielding positions?
John.
Baseball.
Correct. The Japanese liqueur Aki is made with which fruit?
Emma.
Cherry.
Plum. ABBA had a number one with Dancing Queen in what decade?
John.
80s.
70s. What star sign is someone born on the last day of April?
Emma.
Taurus.
Correct. Which nemesis of Wile E. Coyote says beep beep?
Emma.
Roadrunner.
Correct. How many laps remain in a track race when the bell is rung?
John. John.
Well, correct. Which American dramatist wrote the play A Touch of the Poet?
Emma.
Pass.
Eugene O'Neill. The name of what type of lyric poem is ancient Greek for song?
John.
Pass.
Ode. GA is the postal abbreviation of what US state?
Emma.
Georgia.
Correct. Just in time. Takes us up to 17. Not bad with two.
Yep.
It's a good target. I think we'll need some pushbacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Time to bring back the chaser. Not bad for two. I thought maybe you could have got a couple more.
It's about what I predicted backstage. I said 17 or 18.
OK. So, remember, if the governess gets a question wrong, then Emma and John get it right. They push her back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What gas attaches to hemoglobin to make oxyhemoglobin?
Oxygen.
Correct. Which Barbadian singer released the album A Girl Like Me?
Rihanna.
Correct. Which Spanish golfer won the 1983 US Masters?
Eusebio Ballesteros.
Correct. Choose Us, Choose Life is a famous quote in what Irving Welsh book?
Trainspotting.
Correct. What big cat is the chief predator of the wildebeest?
Lion.
Correct. Plumbago is an alternative name for what form of carbon?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Plumbago is an alternative name for what form of carbon?
Carbon dioxide?
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Diamonds are a form of carbon.
Yeah, also charcoal is a form of carbon.
Charcoal.
Yeah, we'll go for charcoal.
Go for charcoal.
It's wrong. Oh. Correct answer is graphite. Your time starts again now. The snack Hula Hoops is made with what vegetable?
Potatoes.
Correct. What electric car manufacturer makes the Model S?
Nissan?
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Oh, it's the one of its Prius. It's Toyota.
Might be Tesla.
Okay,
go Tesla?
Is correct. Well played. And we push the chaser back. 12 required. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, who is Homer and Marge Simpson's middle child?
Lisa.
Correct. Blue Moon is a hybrid tea variety of what flower?
Rose.
Correct. What supermarket has its head office in Bracknell?
Waitrose.
Correct. Victoria was the Roman goddess of what?
Victory.
Correct. The River Tay flows into what sea?
The river which?
The River Tay flows into what
sea?
The
North Sea.
Correct. In finance, ROI stands for return on what?
Interest?
Stop the clock.
Investment.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 8 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What US band released the 1968 album Waiting for the Sun?
The Birds.
Stop the clock.
Waiting for the Sun.
Stones?
US band.
Oh, US.
Waiting for the Sun.
The Eagles?
69.
Need an answer, please.
The Eagles.
Is wrong. Correct answer is The Doors. Chaser, your time starts again now. Chablis is a white wine from what country?
France.
Correct. In 2003, Apple launched what online music store?
iTunes.
Correct. How many pounds in 5 stone?
70.
Correct. Which Teletubby has the longest name?
Tinky Winky.
Correct. Which poet laureate died in 1998?
Ted Hughes.
Correct. What relation is your niece's brother to you?
Nephew.
Correct. Which former Spice Girl designed the Quincy handbag?
Victoria Beckham.
Correct. Who played Ben Stiller's father in Meet the Fockers?
Oh, Dustin Hoffman.
Correct. Wow, caught with 5 seconds to go.
Yeah.
4 chances of pushbacks, 2 executed. We only needed another one. Ouch.
Yep.
Double ouch. I thought you played really well, really good. However, Emma and John, I have to take away the £15,000 and tell you, Emma and John, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Yeah.
Chaser, did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed the bit where I won. I like it once I've won.
It was tight, wasn't it?
It was, yes. That could all have gone horribly wrong.
It could have done, but it didn't. And the chaser takes out my team with 5 seconds remaining. Could you take money from a chaser? Please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.